Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few final words about the debt ceiling deal that both Congress and the President agreed to but are now treating like a dead fly in their glass of 25-year-old scotch. Hidden in the agreement was a provision forming a committee responsible for future deficit reduction, 12 members appointed by party leaders from both House and Senate, whose mission, should they accept it, is to dig up $1.5 trillion in further budget reduction by Thanksgiving Eve or risk triggering automatic cuts. Doomsday cuts. A majority of the committee has to agree to send the proposal to the whole of Congress, who will either vote up or down with no amendments allowed. Equally split between Republicans and Democrats, it means one member will have to cross party lines, which is about as likely as a single-winged monarch butterfly winning the U.S. Open tennis tournament. The committee is commonly referred to as Super Congress. Slower than a slug on Thorazine, less powerful than soggy Kleenex, unable to compromise in a million years. Look, up in that swiveling leather club seat in that private jet. It's a ruse, it's a sham, it's Super Congress. Yes, Super Congress. Strange hybrid from another reality. Come to Capitol Hill with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal members. Super Congress, who can change the course of appropriations, bend ethics regulations with a wink of an eye, and who, disguised as the United States Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, mild-mannered functionary of the Hall of Invertebrates, fights the never-ending battle against truth, justice, and the American way. And when that doesn't work, we can move on to the next step and call in Super-Duper Congress. Or get that guy who talks backwards and doesn't make any sense. What's his name? Oh yeah, Mitch McConnell. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.